Greetings once again, my fellow pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob on this beautiful middle Sabbath day of our week. It's Wednesday, and it's September 30th. That means we come to the end of our Samuel in September experience. Today we'll have the second half of episode 57, and the final episode 58. And then we'll talk about it tonight and see where God is leading us forward. But for just now, we're all ready to go. And for this special occasion, closing night at the Parsonage Broadcasting Studios for the book of 1 Samuel, we've got a new Cinnamon Cedars candle offered to us by Joni and Jerry Winters in their wonderful boutique downtown Arthur. And I just love this candle and the way it's set in this white candle holder. It's beautiful. So I'm ready to go. And not only that, if that wasn't enough, and it is, but if it wasn't enough, we've got the monks singing, "We have seen the true light." And yes, friends, we're going straight up with the Prince of Peace tea mixed and blended with kava. Hold the milk. Straight up. Well, let's move on then. Yesterday we heard episodes 56, when the Philistines rejected David, and the first half of episode 57, as David sets out to destroy the Amalekites. And remember, we ended yesterday with David and his men finding an Egyptian slave of an Amalekite. And David asks the slave if he will lead him to them. And the young man's reply was, "If you swear by God's name that you will not kill me or give me back to my master, then I will guide you to them." And that's where we pick it up today. Episode 57b runs from the 30th chapter of 1 Samuel, verse 16. That's chapter 30, verse 16, all the way through verse 31 and the end of the chapter. And here it is. So the Egyptian led them to the Amalekite encampment. When David and his men arrived, the Amalekites were spread out across the fields, eating and drinking and dancing with joy because of the vast amount of plunder they had taken from the Philistines and the land of Judah. David and his men rushed in among them and slaughtered them throughout that night and the entire next day until evening. None of the Amalekites escaped, except 400 young men who fled on camels. David got back everything the Amalekites had taken, and he rescued his two wives. Nothing was missing, small or great, son or daughter, nor anything else that had been taken. David brought everything back. His troops rounded up all the flocks and herds and drove them on ahead. "These all belong to David as his reward," they said. When they reached Besor Brook and met the 200 men who had been too tired to go with him, David greeted them joyfully. But some troublemakers among David's men said, "They didn't go with us, so they can't have any of the plunder. Give them their wives and children and tell them to be gone." But David said, "No, my brothers, don't be selfish with what the Lord has given us. He has kept us safe and helped us defeat the enemy. Do you think anyone will listen to you when you talk like this? we share and share alike, those who go to battle and those who guard the equipment. From then on, David made this a law for all of Israel, and it is still followed. When he arrived at Ziklag, David sent part of the plunder to the leaders of Judah, who were his friends. "Here is a present for you, taken from the Lord's enemies," he said. The gifts were sent to the leaders of the following towns where David and his men had been: Bethel, Ramoth-Negev, Jatir, Aroer, Sifmoth, Eshtemoa, Rakel, the towns of the Jeremelites, the towns of the Kenites, Hormah, Bor Ashan, Athach, Hebron, and all the other places they had visited. And now, pilgrims, it's come to this. Episode 58, the last episode of Samuel in September. Episode 58 picks up right where we just left off. Chapter 31, verses 1 through 13. That's the whole chapter. Chapter 31, episode 58. And the title: The Death of Saul. Now, the Philistines attacked Israel, forcing the Israelites to flee. Many were slaughtered on the slopes of Mount Gilboa. The Philistines closed in on Saul and his sons, and they killed three of his sons: Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. The fighting grew very fierce around Saul, and the Philistine archers caught up with him and wounded him severely. Saul groaned to his armor-bearer, "Take your sword and kill me before these pagan Philistines run me through and humiliate me." But his armor-bearer was afraid and would not do it. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When his armor-bearer realized that Saul was dead, he fell on his own sword and died beside the king. So Saul, three of his sons, his armor bearer, and his troops all died together that same day. When the Israelites on the other side of the Jezreel Valley and beyond the Jordan saw that their army had been routed and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned their towns and fled. So the Philistines moved in and occupied their towns. The next day, when the Philistines went out to strip the dead, they found the bodies of Saul and his three sons on Mount Gilboa. So they cut off Saul's head and stripped off his armor. Then they proclaimed the news of Saul's death in their pagan temple and to the people throughout the land of Philistia. They placed his armor in the temple of the Ashtoreths, and they fastened his body to the wall of the city of Beth-shan. But when the people of Jabesh-Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul, their warriors traveled all night to Beth-shan and took the bodies of Saul and his sons down from the wall. They brought them to Jabesh, where they burned the bodies. Then they took their remains and buried them beneath the tamarisk tree at Jabesh, and they fasted for 7 days. And thus ends the book of 1 Samuel and our Samuel in September experience. And looking back, I imagine that you couldn't have imagined how this story would work in our lives and where it would take us and what we would learn and how we would feel. But that's how the Bible works. It's living word. It's alive today. And these stories with these principles and commands and the presence of the Spirit, these are all alive today, continuing to teach us and guide us and help us become the best person of God that each of us can be. And as a group, the best people of God. Today, just for today, that we can all be. Well, we're going to have our Zoom meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. Please feel free to drop in and join us. You can just be an observer, a listener, a participant, however you'd like to handle that. But we'll talk about this experience, and we'll probably talk about what is desire next. But until then, until 7 o'clock this evening, right around dusk, I hope your day is filled with nothing but light, a light that comes from outside the world, that comes into the world, and that overcomes all the darkness that we have created and brings God into every situation to heal us and comfort us and lead us forward. I hope that's your middle Sabbath today. And until tonight, may God stay with you through it all. In Jesus' name, amen.